Conversations with professionals for professionals in the laundry and linen services industry. This is the American Laundry News Podcast. Welcome, everybody. I'm Matt Poe, editor of American Laundry News and your host for the American Laundry News Podcast. Events of the past 3 years have changed workplace dynamics along with employee attitudes and expectations. And these changes have created new challenges for laundry human resources, the HR departments. My guests for this episode to talk about these HR challenges are Annette Jones from Hipsch Services and Katie Rowland from Plymate Incorporated. Annette is the human resource manager for Hipsch Services, a provider of work uniforms, entrance mats, towels and aprons, restroom services, corporate apparel sales, and first aid service not associated with the equipment manufacturer, with plants in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and Eagan, Minnesota. In her HR role, she serves on the company's executive leadership team. She has a bachelor's degree in psychology, a master's degree in educational leadership, and is currently preparing for her Society for Human Resource Management, SHRM, Senior Certified Professional Exam in June. Welcome to the podcast, Annette.
Hi, Matt. Great to be here this morning.
Katie is the HR manager for Plymate Incorporated, a uniform and mat rental company that also provides branded apparel and facility services based in Shelbyville, Indiana. In her role, she is responsible for all aspects of recruiting, co-worker retention, retaining and development, safety, and wellness. Katie is a SHRM certified professional. Thanks for being on the podcast, Katie.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having me.
To begin, briefly share how the function of HR departments in industrial and institutional laundries have changed over the past 3 years. And that, how about you start us off?
Matt, that's a great question and a pretty complex question. Recruiting leaders have described job seekers and candidates as being more selective and expecting something different than they did before the pandemic. Job seekers are looking for work-life balance, flexibility, telecommute options, inclusive workplaces, and a company that regards employee well-being, just to name a few. With this post-pandemic paradigm shift, employers have developed or adjusted their employee value proposition to be more compelling and attractive. This might include such things as competitive compensation, a meaningful benefits package, career development opportunities, and flexible work. The workforce is also becoming increasingly diversified. So now more than ever, I think organizations have looked at ways to effectively recruit, develop, promote, and retain individuals, all while looking through that lens of diversity.
And what are you seeing, Katie?
I think the biggest thing that we are seeing here, you know, we're in central Indiana, employee satisfaction, coworker engagement, you know, keeping the workforce that you have in place here and keeping them happy and healthy.
Let's stay with you, Katie, and please share what HR challenges that you've seen come out of the past few years.
It's been a little bit of a roller coaster, I think. As an HR person in the laundry industry, you are, you know, you're recruiting frontline coworkers for your, you know, your laundry areas. You're recruiting service personnel to deliver product for you and sales team members. So there's a wide variety.
How about from your perspective, Annette?
Wow. We could spend a lot of time on this question alone. I think some of the biggest HR challenges that the past few years have brought for HR professionals is assessing that employee value proposition and answering questions like, are we competitive with our wage and benefits package? Do we offer other perks that make us stand out from our competition? What tools do we have in our tool bag to entice a candidate to make the decision to join our organization? Another one is re-engaging the workforce, especially over the last 12 months when many organizations have discussed returning to the office. I think this has been a big challenge. Another one is attracting and retaining talent. But this topic has navigated through a significant shift in the state of the job market that was unfamiliar territory for many of us. Another one is managing uncertainty. Finally, strengthening the manager-employee relationship. It has been critical to give the frontline managers and supervisors the tools and education to develop strong manager-employee relationships. This is key when it comes to retention. This is certainly not an inclusive list, but I strongly believe that most HR professionals probably have a similar list.
Probably the number one challenge in HR for most operations is hiring and retaining employees. Annette, how has hiring changed and what are laundry operation HR leaders doing to find new employees?
I think the number one thing HR leaders have done to respond to the challenges around hiring and retention is to make the necessary adjustments to their employee value proposition. Basically, everything of value that an employer has to offer its employees. Even if a company does not have a formal written employee value proposition, they have probably reviewed such things as their pay structure, their benefits package, and maybe even their company 401k contributions to make each value offered to the employees as strong and competitive as possible to attract and retain talent. I think HR professionals have had to think outside the box when it comes to reaching qualified candidates. One of the successful programs that HIPSH has in place is an employee referral program. Now, I think Indeed still seems to be a primary source to fill the pipeline with candidates to then prospect, but our employee referral program has ranked second only to Indeed at hiring new employees.
And what are you seeing in terms of hiring challenges, Katie?
We've had to really look at those processes. What makes sense? Do the requirements make sense? Is the process candidate friendly? Are we looking in the right places? We've just looked and looked and looked at those programs and we've made adjustments. We've modified as we see things that are working or eliminated things that just aren't working for us. But retention's been huge. We lost a lot of people post-pandemic and we've had some waves of great candidates out there and then we've had some real dry spells. So,
now I've read that when it comes to retaining employees, laundries have had to create a better employee experience with more flexibility, enabling individual performance and more development and training. Katie, is that what you've been seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got to be more competitive, flexible. You know, we've got to reach out in places maybe where we haven't looked before. But yeah, that's absolutely key, is just changing your focus, looking at onboarding processes. We've increased pay. We've added referral bonuses, sign-on bonuses, adjusted paid time off policies to make them more attractive. So yeah, that's huge. And I absolutely agree.
Annette, what about from your viewpoint?
Yeah, well, Matt, I think you're spot on with employees wanting flexibility, being recognized for their individual contributions, and more development and training. We believe in identifying and developing our next level leaders. And when it comes to flexibility in the industrial laundry industry, many may have the mindset that offering flexibility is a challenge or maybe even impossible. We have a large population of employees that don't have the option to telecommute or even adjust their scheduled hours by very much. However, I think that the small things can go a long way. But the point being that even in our industry, we can offer creative ways to allow for some flexibility for our employees.
Another recent development is employees and potential hires being concerned about how a laundry views and handles employee health and well-being. How has your business handled these concerns, Annette?
Yeah, employee health and well-being is one of those employee value proposition elements that should be assessed to align with what our job seekers are identifying as an important piece when considering an offer.
Katie, what are you seeing in regards to employee health and well-being?
We're self-funded, so keeping our medical costs down is always a challenge. And so each year we work very, very closely with our brokers to try to keep pricing where it is or look for ways to reduce it. We've implemented some new wellness programs. We have an employee assistance program. We have an engagement committee that's focused on fun in the workplace. And I think probably the main thing that we've done to kind of help there, we have more opportunities now for coworkers to get in front of senior leaders and share feedback, but there's probably more we could do.
Now, one effect from the past few years is uncertainty in terms of layoffs, economic challenges, and so on. How have laundry HR departments worked to manage employee and potential hire uncertainty? Let's stay with you, Katie.
We've been fortunate here that we didn't have to make a lot of layoffs related to the pandemic, but we had some reduced work schedules for a while. We did, you know, lose some people through attrition and not replace them. But we try to be very transparent with our coworkers about what was going on and our commitment to keep them working or get them back to work quickly. We implemented an employee loan program to help them during those reduced work weeks. And we got through it very quickly. And we were able to bring everybody back to 40 hours plus very quickly following the pandemic.
And you, Annette?
Another big question. And I don't have any magic answer here.
Oh, come on.
During the pandemic, we didn't lay off one single employee. We did have to get creative with certain job tasks and assign special projects, but it was all meaningful work to the employee and it benefited the company as well. Being on the other side of the pandemic, we are in the middle of a large expansion project, bringing in new technology into the company. Our owner and CEO, Jim Vaudre, has expressed to the employees that the new technology will not be eliminating anyone's positions. However, with the new technology, some job roles may look different with cross-training and expanding existing roles.
Now, it's not a pleasant topic, but we have to talk about how have disciplinary measures, even employment termination, changed?
Always sensitive topics to discuss. I think there was a time, not long ago, when we were in the thick of navigating through the pandemic and just starting to understand that the job market was really changing and entering into new territory that many of us needed time just to figure out and understand, that we might have held on to low performings out of fear we couldn't find a replacement. I think because of this, we put up with certain behavior, such as frequent absenteeism, much longer than we normally would have. Fortunately, I think that tide has turned. HR professionals have a solid understanding of the new challenges we face with attracting and retaining new talent. I also think another critical piece is to make good hires in the beginning. Our senior leadership team often talks about right person, right seat. We strive to find like-minded people to join our organization.
Katie?
I think we're more flexible. We've got basically a no-fault attendance policy, and we have recognized that it's fairly strict, particularly for working parents. So we've relaxed some of our standards associated with that. We've adjusted that policy. We have offered some flexible scheduling in a few cases where it made sense and we were able to offer it. I mean, if it's just a blatant issue performance-wise, then we're remaining fast to make a change. But if it's a development opportunity, we're really working closely to make sure we're giving them the tools they need to be successful.
How much of the challenges HR departments face come from internal challenges, such as the need to better train managers to be coaches to improve the manager-employee relationship?
Yeah, I think support of senior leadership and the management team and their understanding and commitment that it's a team approach to finding, keeping, and developing key employees. I think that's absolutely essential. And without that, HR is doomed. That's maybe I shouldn't say that, but I think that's key.
And Annette, what are you seeing from your perspective?
I think there will always be a certain level of HR challenges that come from within. However, we believe in the development of next level leaders. There is always room for improvement, but if we stay committed to the growth of our people, we will always be moving in the right direction.
Last question, what do you think are key factors for HR departments to succeed given today's employee mentality and the workplace environment? Katie?
First and foremost, I think support of senior leaders and the management team and understanding that it's a team approach needed to attract, retain, and develop great coworkers. I think also there's a shift for HR departments maybe moving back more to a personal touch, where for many years we've looked for ways to automate or outsource things we used to do. I think we're looking for ways to bring that back in-house and be more present.
And that will have you wind up the podcast with your key factors.
Yeah, a great question. In my opinion, to have a successful HR department, you need to devote time and energy to the entire employee life cycle. So have a strong employee value proposition. I've mentioned that a couple times here, and I think that is a really strong piece that HR professionals need to have in their toolbox. Seek out like-minded people who share your core values and bring them into your organization. Have a well-developed employee onboarding and assimilation process. Foster a culture of trust and transparency. Address employee conflict timely with fairness and without bias. Be involved with developing your next level leaders. Reward your high performers and celebrate their wins with them. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Don't forget about your high performers and celebrate with them. Have a finger on the pulse of the organization's employee engagement. When an employee does separate from the company, invest the appropriate time and attention into conducting an exit interview. A lot of really great insight and information can come out of a good exit interview. And boy, just stay open to change and new ideas. Be willing to pivot with the company when the company has to pivot. Bring your creative ideas and solutions to the table. Take risks and have a good time doing it.
Well, Annette, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here, Matt.
And thank you for speaking with us, Katie.
Thanks for having me, Matt. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. For the American Laundry News Podcast, this is Matt Poe reminding everybody to keep it clean. The American Laundry News Podcast is a production of American Trade Magazines, LLC in Chicago. The music, titled Holding On, composed by Poddington Bear, is supplied through the Free Music Archive. For more information about future podcasts, visit our website at AmericanLaundryNews.com or consult The Wire, our weekly e-newsletter. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter to stay informed about these podcasts, along with news and information from around the industry. This has been the American Laundry News Podcast.